This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 15th. God's word to you today is differentiation. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 5, verse 1, and it says, "This is the written account of the descendants of Adam. When God created human beings, he made them to be like himself." Some time ago, a child fell into a gorilla's cage at a zoo. The gorilla's animal instinct immediately kicked in. Unable to discern the value of the human life, the gorilla would have killed that child. They eventually had to put the gorilla down in order to save the child. It will shock you to know that the boy's mother received death threats from the animal rights activists. Their statement, in essence, was the life of that gorilla was more important than the life of the child made in the image of God. Why? When people do not see as they ought to see, they can make strange judgment calls. Mark 8:24 and 25 from the Voice translation says, "I see people, they look like trees, walking trees." Jesus touched his eyes again. And when the man looked up, he could see everything clearly. When you do not place value on human beings like God does, we actually treat them like animals, and we treat animals like human beings. This is why we often pray that God will help us see as we ought to see, because it is big with God. You are not an advanced gorilla, and certainly not a developed chimpanzee, as science would have you think or believe. It is not true. You are a child of the Most High God, made in the image of the living God. Euthanasia is the painless killing to relieve suffering. The debate of the people pushing the euthanasia agenda is, "I love my dog, and it is in pain, and I do not want to see it in pain. I take it to the vet and put it down." They're advocating that people should be able to do the same to their loved ones. God has not given you the power to take any man's life. The moment we do not see the difference between animal and human life, there is a problem. In the marriage covenant, we quote Mark 10, verse 9 from the King James Version. It says, "What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder." The reality is that there is a huge gap between human life and animal life. No matter how much you like your dog, it is still not a human being. As a leader, I have been faced with making tough decisions, but there is a huge difference between sustaining a life that God has taken and taking a life that God is sustaining. A huge difference. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I ask that you lay your hands on me and help me see as I ought to see. Help me to discern and judge only by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.